We begin with breaking news out of the Philippines, where a magnitude 7.1 earthquake has hit the north of the country. The epicenter appears to be the town of Dolores in the province of Abra. Tremors were felt far away in the capital city, Manila, which is more than 300 kilometres to the south, and train services have been stopped. The US Geological Survey says there is no threat of a tsunami. Now, Barnaby Lowe joins me now via Skype from Manila. Barnaby, what more do we know?
Imran, as you mentioned, this was measured as a magnitude 7.1 earthquake by the USGS. But earlier, it was measured a little bit stronger by the Philippine Seismology Agency at 7.3. Now they're revising it to 7.0. In any case, it is a strong earthquake covering a large swath of the country. The epicenter is in the northern Philippines, but we are over 400 kilometers away from that, and we still felt the tremor. It was pretty strong. And it was also pretty long. I felt it for maybe about a minute, and the movement was in circles. Really, the depth at 25 kilometers, this is a shallow earthquake, a tectonic earthquake. There's no tsunami threat, as you have mentioned, but life has been disrupted temporarily. In areas that have been affected by this earthquake, obviously, schools and offices suspended in the northern Philippines. But even here in Manila, trains have been stopped. And so there is a long queue of commuters riding the buses here as the maintenance operators are checking the viability of the commuter trains here in Metro Manila. Also, office buildings evacuated. They're checking damages in these office buildings, both private and government office buildings. I've seen initial photos of the damages. There seems to be extensive damage in the northern Philippines. Abra is not a heavily populated, not heavily urbanized province, but there are neighboring provinces and cities that are heavily populated and heavily urbanized, and major roads have had cracks. At least one major road is now impassable due to a landslide, and I've seen homes that have partially collapsed. There was a bell tower, a church bell tower, that crumbled. Fortunately, so far, there are no reports of casualty, but we will see. We will continue to monitor. Imran.
Barnaby Lowe there, live for us from Manila.